What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frieder, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ Wiz PK. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
All right. So my name is DJ Wiz PK, or PK for short. I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, actually, the Northeast. So we're talking like Northeast U.S. status. It's a little far up north, actually, a little too far up north. But sometimes, you know, I like to say, well, you know what? It's New England. So, you know, why not? Right.
Awesome, brother. We're super excited to have you on the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to hear your story about your journey in the DJ industry. So bring us to the beginning. What sparked your interest to become a DJ? And give us a little insight on the early days of your journey.
Sweet. I actually like this. Like, it's crazy. Like how everything started. It was just, I call it divine timing, because that's exactly how it was. I was 17 years old. I was with my pop and he took me to a cookout that he had from his friend. And long story short, I met this guy while on the cookout and he just so happened to be DJing there. And I was just so curious. I was so interested and fascinated what he was doing. This is why I say it's divine timing, because mind you, I spent most of my time talking with this guy, trying to get as enough information from him as possible. And I was just trying to figure everything out. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And it was just then, it just clicked. I know what I want to do, Pop. I said, I want to be a DJ, yo. And I actually want to start a business doing this. And I told him and I reiterated to my father again, to good old dad. And mind you, I had just reconnected with my dad. That's how it happened. Freaking my business, I started it as Empirical Leader Underground Productions until I had met my business partner, a friend, a very close friend and family member of mine, like years down the line. And then he looked at my business and he goes, you know what, you should change it, like not change the whole thing, but make it universal. And I was like, what do you mean? And he says, well, take underground and make it universal. And I was just like, oh, Empirical Leader Universe Productions. I was just like, yo, like I could not thank him enough. Like it's crazy. Like all this clicked. This is all divine time. That's why it says divine time. It's awesome. That's it. That's how it started.
I love it, man. Awesome intro. And it seems like you're having a lot of fun and very passionate about DJing. And, you know, you saw out to make that your career, to make it something that you're doing as your primary source of income and career. So talk to me. Where do you stand currently today? Are you full-time DJ, part-time, or is it still just a hobby? Or where are you in that journey?
Very good question. I would have to work hard to become a full-time DJ now. Before it was part-time. I remember how that was, because it was actually between on 2K17, right after my first year, 2K16, and I had two DJ gigs that I booked myself. This was in 2K16, and then my first two gigs. I remember between that year and going forward, how difficult it was just to move from part-time, because I was working two jobs at the time. I was just getting my career and business off the floor, you know, to get it afloat. And between then and now, major difference. Most of my time is definitely taken up making sure I could bring music out to the world, book gigs, DJ festivals, make more music, because I love making music. I just absolutely love it. and finding myself doing online virtual events, which is even cooler. And it's interesting, because now we're at a time where we could do that. You could do both.
Awesome, man. That's super great, man. I would love to hear, where did you take your story from there, your journey from there? You know, you had that initial intro where you got interested. You said from 2K17, you were looking to transition it to more of a full-time, mm-hmm. but kind of walk us through the last leg, you know, leading up to where you are today within that journey.
Yeah, sweet. Definitely. So, since 2017, the reason why it was the last leg is because my life changed. One of the jobs I lost, And I actually had lost being with someone who I was with for 4 years at the time. So my life completely changed, like changed. So came back, went back to my house where I was living at, which is where I'm at now here in Worcester. Cause I was everywhere all over town. I was probably living like in three and two, maybe even other addresses here in Massachusetts. But I actually lived in Boston for a year during that first life-changing event that got me started. So it happened all in like a domino effect. It's just insane, like how the universe works. Leading all the way up towards about 2018, 2019, right? So this is a year after 2017. I had my business partner and his family just became my family. And they were just like, yo, you can totally do this full time. You could actually, you don't even have to work a job. It was because of him. My business partner, his name is Joe Austin, DJ FNFN. And it's crazy because he's not only a business partner, but the reason why I call him my brother is because he really did look out. He was the one who got me so inspired to really not work and work my business. So we're talking midway 2018. And I only had one job and I was just like, yeah, I could do this. Went down the line. Nailed everything out, released more music. And I was just like, let's book more gigs. We worked together hard. We was making sure that we actually booked. So the following year, 2019, believe it or not, that was the I don't know what leg to call it after that. All the legs kind of got blown off because like we did so much that year. It's wild. We DJed Freedom Fest that year. We DJed another festival called Summer of Love. Then we DJed one other thing we did, but we was like all over the region. We was in Connecticut, Rhode Island. We hit Maine. Then we did New York. We toured New York. I was just like, yo, dude, what? It was so awesome. It was so awesome. And then we did more things. We nailed a few other things where we can like actually get more like realization to this, connected with other DJs in other towns. That became our quota where we like wanted to actually network with other DJs. And all this happened in 2019. And then get ready, the drum roll. Here comes the drum roll. We have 2K20. Where everything literally just went psh. How we had to do this. This is the favorite. I think this is probably one of the most favorite things that people like to talk about. How did you, right, do anything that you could to get through all of that in that year? And it's crazy how I looked at everything because I thought I wasn't going to DJ festivals or gigs anymore. It's just a crazy scenario. This is a year before this year. This is like the catalyst before everything that I could realize that I could take this even further. I had this switch and I thought that when we started looking at bookings, I had to look at it from a different perspective. You know, like that whole online thing. So what I did is that I looked at it from that perspective, and this is what changed that completely. All over again, like my life changed again. And I was just like, I could actually get bookings online. I can. And when I figured that out, I was just like, you know what? Let's try it out. So I did this all the way through and through the year. And I actually left another job, like the job that I was working at, that I was working at for a while. I left it. And I went full time. We're talking like I put my eggs in all five of my baskets, and all of it was music related. And I was just like, I could do this. And I did this for 11 months to present year. And freaking, this was all music, mind you. I did online events. I took care of things where I could just release music. I created a passive stream of income while doing that. And then I was just like, now I can like actually make other streams of income go around it and then solidify it. And now here I am. I'm stepping in the early part of this year, and I was just like, I cannot believe I did this. I got myself a side gig, like another job, but I don't really need to work it that much now because it's like I could put enough time into it as possible, and I don't have to overdo that. That's because of what I did. And I was like, wow, sometimes awesome, it's still amazing.
Man, I'm super proud of you. Congratulations on being able to really make your dream happen. And this is something that a lot of DJs are out there trying their hardest to get to, that point where they feel financially secure in their DJ business, that they can leave their full time and get this as their primary source of income. And you're really doing it, man. And it takes a lot of courage to take that leap, to trust that, hey, if I do this, everything is going to be all right. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit deeper into some of the things that you did that ever give you that confidence to take the leap into going into full-time DJing, okay?
Yeah, I like that.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. I'm here with my brother DJ Wiz PK, and he's telling an amazing story about his journey in the DJ industry. When we left off, we spoke about you transitioning into full-time DJing, which is not an easy thing to do, but you were able to find the courage to make yourself comfortable to make that leap. So talk to us about some of the tactical things you were able to do to make yourself ready and prepared and have the confidence to go forward with taking that leap into full-time DJing.
It's a very interesting question, that's for sure. Some of the things that I did tactically was I realized that there are other, like there's like a, this is multiplier effect in the DJ circuit called, there's a wedding type of DJ, mobile type of DJ, the DJ producer, the tour DJ. And believe it or not, I used some of my classical knowledge. Some of the most tactical things I did was apply the knowledge that I learned. Like joining classes, joining webinars. I actually was in school for music production and business ownership actually. And I graduated earlier this year, and it's from New York University, and they were sponsored by Billboard. So what I did is I took that stuff, like some of those pieces of like that knowledge that I can remember, and apply that. One of the things that I realized is that you don't have to stick being one type of DJ. You could be multiple kinds of DJs. So what I did is I tapped into my DJ production. I went that route. I was just like, let me do mobile DJing alongside with my DJ production. I found that I could create other streams of income. That's pretty much the gist of that. That's like the very first thing. Like, it became a keynote to remember that. If it had not been for me to remember that, I probably will still be like saying, yo, let me just go working full time. And that, it's crazy. I was just like, what? That's really all I needed to do. The second thing is that you could choose which one you could go full time. That's the thing. That's the kicker. You could choose to be a DJ producer full time, or you could choose to be a mobile DJ full time. So it's so cool and how creative you could do it. I chose to be a DJ producer full time. So this means I could book gigs around clubs, doing tours and festivals. And if I could not do that, then I can hop online. I could still find ways to do that somehow, which is a very interesting thing. So then the third thing was that releasing music. That I found is very helpful. I repeat it again, it's very helpful. I don't recommend it though, only because not every DJ likes to release music though, not originals, but I still do. It has helped me. It helped actually create a passive stream of income, another income stream, mind you. It could provide more ways to tour, more ways for people to book me, and it works. That brings me to the fourth thing. You could tie that in to weddings. So if you're trying to look to get more wedding bookings, I found if you have like some kind of back catalog, it can help book you for weddings, especially if you're using reviews. One thing that I like to use the most is that kind of reputable experience, what you've been able to accomplish over the years, and use that as like your resume, as if you would apply for a new job, if you will. That actually is your resume. Somebody looks at what you have done DJ wise, it can help you to like book more weddings. And that's my four.
Awesome, man. No, I love how you broke it down. You've done a number of things that help make that transition much easier for you. You figured out how to have multiple streams of income. You figure out how to utilize your different skill sets to be able to earn different ways of building your name and your brand and putting your things out there with putting out music and increasing the number of, you know, live streams and virtual appearances you were doing. Then you also picked your lane. You talked about, you know, being able to find which lane you want to dominate in and kind of building everything else around it. So that way, you know, you're where your passion is and you're really doing the things that are going to fulfill you, but also make you some income as you build this full-time business around your DJing. So I'm super excited that you were able to accomplish this and are able to be able to do it and be in your purpose and your passion. Because that's when it gets really fun and exciting. And it looks like that you're having a great time doing this. And I love when people have that super positive energy or are super in love with what they do. It makes a whole difference between success and failure. And I think that you're definitely going to see a lot of success going forward if you continue with that spirit. So great job to you, brother. One thing we like to talk about here on the My DJ Story podcast is your branding. So your name is DJ Wiz PK. Talk to us about how you got that name and what that branding means to you.
Yes. So the branding part was really cool. Has a lot to do with PK. Here's the kicker. This is cool. PK actually stands for Parker, which is my first name. And put it all together, it's Parker Arthur Lewis. So that's my name, my birth name. But the cool thing is that when I decided I actually want a very unique name. And I was just like, I looked to my mom and I was going through names one day. And I remember this is a while ago, like a long time ago. And then I asked her, hey mom, what of DJ Wiz PK? She said, I like it. I was like, oh, I found it. It's the magical name. A little inside scope about that. The thing is that I decided to put PK in my DJ name because I could drop the word DJ and take it down. So I could use it in a creative way. Because when you have a name, they say you don't want to just be referred to as DJ this, DJ that. I remember I learned this as I grew, that everybody is referred to as DJ something something. I wanted to make it so that way it has that kind of flair where my name will always mean the same no matter how it's called. Like you could drop DJ and you could call me Wiz PK and it will still mean the same. Like I could actually produce branding that way. It can help make more music that way. In fact, when festivals look at my name or it doesn't matter whom, it will be easier to remember and they don't have to say DJ, they could just say Wiz. Now, what's cool about Wiz is that Wiz stands for the Universal Wizard. That's why I put H in Wiz. Heavens, you know, the spirituality world, you know, like one of the guardian angels and connection and like, you know, like I'm very spiritual. I'm spiritual myself through and through. So I wanted to make that be my essence in terms of like name itself. And it's funny too, because it also goes in line with why people even refer to me as Wiz anyway, because people say I look like Wiz Khalifa and I wanted to change it up a little bit. I'm just like, yeah, I look like Wiz. I'm my own Wiz though. I'm the Universal Wizard where he's the rapper. I'm playing. But like that's just a little thing that I came up with. So I put it all together.
I love it, man. No, it's super unique and it's definitely fitting. I really appreciate you sharing that. It's always good to know the story behind the name so you can make it, you know, much more personal, really have that connection with the DJ or the artist. So now that I know, it's really great that I can attach it to your branding and, you know, why you have that name. So super great for our audience to know it as well. I'm really excited, you know, to be speaking with you today. You literally just got off of a gig and you're really active and you're working super hard within your career as a DJ. You know, talk to me about some of the stuff that you're focused on now and how myself, the club, and our community can help and support you.
That's a really good question. I like that. Now, one of the things I'm focusing on now is I'm actually going into like working on producing my, producing the success of my next project. I've actually finished it and I got it pumped out. The album is called Enter, semicolon, and then Midheaven Magic. Quest of the DJ Love. So where the quest comes into play, it's pretty much my overall spiritual development right now. Pretty much right now I'm focused on that. Spiritual development access in terms of my career, my finances, like going full throttle in a way that can help elevate me in different in all aspects of my life right now. And this album is very powerful because it's coming off of my album that came before it, which was 2 years ago. It was TDEM Revisited, Tales of the Universal Wizard, the official thing that actually talks about me. So I was just like, yeah, let me put all this together. Like, let me focus on this, because this album isn't just vibe. It's actually, I literally made an album in my career that could be made for festivals. And I was just like, I want to do that. And I'm so excited to put it out for that reason, because I produce electronic and hip hop music. I'm just like, yeah. So that's actually the major cornerstone of pretty much where I'm at right now.
That's awesome, brother. And I'm excited for you, man. And I would love to help and support. So once you release that and are pushing it out, please reach out to us. And we love to support as the club community. And we love to just see you succeed in everything that you're doing, man. Before we go into our lightning round, I would love to see, do you have any parting pieces of advice for any DJs that are out there? Anything in particular that you think is the most important things DJs should be doing in this time as we're in 2021, you know, right in the middle of the year? What are some DJs should be focusing on right now before we jump into our lightning round?
I got you. You know what? I'm going to go with my trademark, and that is, don't forget, always remember to do what you love and love what you do. That's what I would say. As simple as that may sound, it's actually one of the most important things. Don't forget to do what you love, because it's the most important. It's actually one of the most important things. It's for me, it was a godsend. It always helps me to remember. Because doing what you love and love what you're doing, there's a quote for that. Doing what you love is freedom. Loving what you do is happiness.
And that's it. I love it. I love it, man. And I am super advocate of that. When you're really walking your purpose and you're really doing the things that you love to do and it's fulfilling to your life, you really are able to do great things in this world. So I honor you and I appreciate you for sharing everything you've shared on this podcast, man. This is truly amazing. We're here with my brother DJ Wiz PK, and we're about to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
All right, let's do this. I'm gonna give it my best.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Newmark NV2 with the laptop, Akai Professional, it's a launch pad drum machine, and I also have myself some Ableton. Oh, I got Ableton. Yes, Ableton.
Who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ is Marshmello and Steve Aoki.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
My favorite party and my favorite gig and why? That would be Freedom Fest. The reason why is because it's a life-changing and it was an awesome experience in Phoenix.
Name a nightclub or venue that you highly recommend people checking out, either in your city or just anywhere that you like.
The Palladium, the Worcester Palladium. And I like it because we performed there.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Live streaming for DJs was missing is probably flexibility. It's flexibility. There needs to be more platforms that can provide diversity in a way that can actually be very fruitful.
Awesome. Well, any DJ that's interested in being on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people follow you or check you out, find you online or even in person?
You can find me on Google. Because it's an easy like terminal to find me anywhere, like SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube. And my website can all be found on Google through there. But you can find me on those places. My website is actually www.elup-djwizpk.com.
Awesome, brother. We're super excited to have you here today. Thank you for spending time with us on the My DJ Story podcast. Everyone, please check out my brother, DJ Wiz PK. Amazing brother, super interesting brother. He's doing an amazing job as a full-time DJ, working hard in his hustle. And we appreciate you sharing your story here on the podcast, brother. Thank you. We look forward to helping you and supporting you on your journey with the club.
I am honored and super much love and many blessings, guys. Especially you, Daryl, man. I really do appreciate it, for real.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.